Really standing here with Coach Ryan Ernest as the Collins Tigers have defeated Tylertown tonight 36-22. And Coach, you know, you played this team at the end of the year last year. This is the game that you got to the state championship with. It was an overtime victory. What did this game mean to your players coming into tonight?
I mean, it was the next game. It was a division game. And it was for someone having to say, you know, who'd have the lead in Region 8 3A. So, you know, that's what it meant to us. A lot of people wanted to talk about last year and draw back from that. But I don't think it had any bearing on the way either team played. I think both teams came out tonight, played great. Tylertown's got a great ball club. But I think the only thing that either one of us was focused on was, you know, getting another division win and putting ourselves in good position to win a region championship.
Well, Coach, you got off to a slow start and 7-6 with a score at halftime. What adjustments did you make at halftime? You know, the players came out fired up the second half and a lot of offense moving the football.
Really not very many adjustments, surprisingly. I really just told them at halftime, guys, we just got to execute. I thought we played very well on defense from last week. Last week we thought we left some plays out there defensively. I thought we had a great defensive game plan, and I thought we executed very well on defense. Offensively, we just missing. Okay, we were a little off early in the game, but I just told the guys, plays out there, we just got to go make them. And second half they came out and they made those plays.
Well, you lose, you know, you're 7-1 now after this game. You're 2-0 in the region. You know, go back to week three. Take us kind of how the transformation went after losing to Hattiesburg. You lost to a very good Hattiesburg team. Of course, they're a 5A team. How did your team respond after that loss? And, you know, what led you to the point now?
Just went back to work. Simply just went back to work. We know that, you know, we played Hattiesburg, we turned the ball over 5 times. We know when we take care of football that we're going to give ourselves an opportunity to win a football game. Tonight, I think we had one turnover very late in the fourth quarter. Did lead to a score, unfortunately. But we know if we win the turnover margin, more often than not, we're going to give ourselves a great opportunity to win the football game.
Well, you move on next week, you play West Marion, and you know, some people are starting to say now that this 3A division is the toughest in the state. How do you prepare the rest of the season? How do you go about the rest of the season preparing?
Just continuing to get better day by day. Got another great test next week with West Marion. It's kind of funny. Last year, this thing kind of played out the same way. We played Tylertown in a barn burner and then turned around and had to come and play West Marion with a week out of school. So, I mean, there's another thing that we, you know, you kind of throw in the equation. But we just continue to come out and work, fix the things that need fixing, improve on the things that we're good at. Prayerfully, we stay healthy and just leave the rest up to the good Lord.
Well, Coach, good luck to you the rest of the season. We hope to see it. You know, of course, this game might happen again, so we're looking forward to it. Congratulations again on the win, and good luck, and hopefully we'll get to see you in Jackson.
Thank you.